Hello, my name is Siriana. I'm a Naga, and I represent those of us who have been part of the human sex tourism phenomenon. My partner and I are not alone in having noticed some strange trends within the mannerisms of the humans who have been streaming through the vortex the last several months, hoping that we will fulfill their fantasies. Many of the male members of our community have been besieged by human women with ample backsides, a feature that our species does not have. Given that our back ends are tails, and humans have curvaceous rumps before the beginnings of their legs. These women claim that our men's anacondas should want some because they've got buns, hun. I have also been approached in the last few months by many men named Troy calling themselves boy toys, and several men named Michael who claim to have dicks bigger than towers. After several companions and I conducted some research, we discovered an alarming trend that began, or perhaps was revived, by music in the human world. There is a song now that claims that anacondas want sex in higher proportion when women's buttocks are larger? We were very confused and disturbed by this, so we conducted a little further research and found that sometimes humans use snakes, the snakes of their world, to which they relate us, the uplifted Naga species. They use us as metaphors for their genitalia. We find this shameless sexualization of our kind to be offensive. We have considered denying our services to humans who perpetuate these stereotypes that we are mere beings for their sexual gratification, that we are no more than an extension of a penis. But many of my fellow participants in the human sex tourism phenomenon, we have decided to take matters into our own hands and coils. From now on, those among us who accept payment for our services to humans will charge double our normal rates. For those who quote Sir Mix-a-Lot or Nicki Minaj in our presence. For those of us who do not accept financial rewards, if we have venom, we will bite. And none of us will hesitate to eat you if you catch us on a bad day. So please, exercise caution Use your better judgment when you want to quote a human musician and their fantasy ideal of penises and snakes, and pray that you don't catch us on a bad day.